Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, February 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Hardy County Sheriff's deputies remain vigilant throughout the county trying to keep illegal drugs off of our streets. On January 29th, Hardy County deputies charged and arrested Shalimar Moore for possession of methamphetamine under 14 grams, possession of marijuana under 20 grams, and possession of drug paraphernalia and or use. And on February 9th, deputies charged and arrested Cade Smith for trafficking methamphetamine, drug equipment possession and or use, and false impersonation, false ID given to a law enforcement officer. If you suspect an individual to be in possession of illegal drugs, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. As a community, we must work together to enhance public safety and to keep Hardy County a great place to live. In Polk County, on Wednesday, February 10th, 2021, an Amazon delivery van was carjacked from a residential neighborhood near State Road 60, just east of Bartow, and the man responsible is now in the Polk County Jail. Delivery man was in the back of his van for a delivery on Cathy Road when the suspect, identified as 22-year-old Mario Crawford from Bartow wearing a ski mask, jumped into the driver's seat and demanded that the victim get out of the vehicle. Fearing for his safety, the victim complied. Crawford drove the van to Radford Road and abandoned it. A resident who lives near the area where the van was abandoned flagged down a deputy and reported that someone he didn't know had just entered his home. The deputy went to the man's home and located Crawford inside a bathroom. At the time of Crawford's arrest, he was on probation for possession of a counterfeit check, forgery, uttering a forgery, and grand theft, so he was also charged for violation of probation by the PCSO. Crawford had been charged with carjacking without a weapon, unarmed burglary, grand theft, possession of burglary tools, resisting and wearing a mask to hide one's identity in public, adding on to his previous 17 felonies and 12 misdemeanors. Your local events, the Hardy County Fair starts tomorrow until the 20th. You can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They also have lots of pageants and shows throughout the week. This Saturday, gates will open at 1 p.m., but the Midway will not open until 5 p.m., and the Midway and gates will close at midnight. A mandatory exhibitor meeting will be at 3 p.m., and the Miss Hardy County pageant will start at 7:30. And next Monday, February 15th, will be open mic night at Main Street Wauchula. Come on out from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear some live musical performances. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Central Florida Pediatrics is looking for a medical office receptionist. Spanish fluency is required and high school level or equivalent education and 3 years of medical office experience is preferred. Florican ESA LLC is looking for a quality assurance inspector. A high school diploma or GED and competency with Microsoft Excel is required, and an associate's degree or partial college and at least 6 months of work in a laboratory setting is preferred. And Buddy's Home Furnishings is looking for a delivery driver. A high school diploma or equivalent, driver's license, and U.S. work authorization are required. 1 year previous customer service, furniture moving, and driving experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy MIDD thevay@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, and they will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return right after these messages.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 86. Intermittent clouds, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. Humidity is very humid, 68%. Dew point 68, cloud cover 66%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 23,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:07 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, light and variable winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour after midnight. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Sunday, for your fair forecast, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 50% chance of rain. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid 60s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. People may not be able to take their sweethearts on a date as readily this Valentine's Day, but they still can buy flowers. And that's been a boon for California flower growers. Demand for flowers has risen prior to Sunday's holiday, so supply may be constricted. Some growers went out of business earlier in the pandemic, and air transportation of imported roses has been disrupted. The Arctic blast across most of the U.S. put some chill in the cheese trade. DairyHerd.com reports the CME spot trade had cheddar barrels holding unchanged at $1.50 per pound, but blocks fell 3¾ cents to $1.62¾. But there was nice volume. Class 3 milk struggled to move higher. February fell 13 cents to $15.48. March fell 23 cents, and April fell 36 cents. The House Ag Committee has proposed an extension until September 30th of the temporary 15% increase in SNAP benefits. According to Agriculture.com, Chairman David Scott also included a sweeping proposal for the government to pay off USDA loans and USDA guaranteed loans held by socially disadvantaged farmers. Scott unveiled the $16.1 billion package, which would become part of the $1.9 billion coronavirus relief bill, ahead of a committee vote scheduled for Wednesday. The package also has $3.6 billion for food donations to fight hunger and to protect food system workers from COVID-19.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. This week on the Farm Traveler Podcast, and just in time for Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about chocolate. Specifically, we're interviewing Deus Bencomo from Lavaloha in Hawaii. Lavaloha grows single-origin Hawaiian chocolate, and Deus will give us the whole scoop on how chocolate is made in Hawaii.
Is after you harvest your cacao pods, you're going to want to split them, and inside of the cacao pods is this fuzzy, pulpy, white bean, and inside that bean, it's purple. You want to, after you split all your pods, you put them in a bin, rotate them, mix them real good every couple of days till they reach like 110 to 120 degrees. Once they hit that max temperature, that means they're fully fermented and you can take them out to dry. The drying period kind of takes a little bit longer. I would say about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what our rain situation is like.
Deus also says the Hawaiian agriculture industry is much more diverse than you might think.
For this island, the Big Island of Hawaii, one of the big ag commodities is cattle. There's a lot of cattle ranching going on over here. Pretty expensive beef patties on your hand. You can buy a $15 burger without any condiments. It's pretty good beef though. We do have some great beef products out here. Chocolate industry is relatively new. I'd say it's probably only started up in the past 20 years.
To listen to the whole interview with Deus and to listen to other Farm Traveler Podcast episodes, simply search for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app or go to thefarmtraveler.com.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's benchmark averages opened lower this morning, backing off their recent record highs. Amazon facing the biggest unionization push in its history, and it's taking place in Alabama.
For Amazon, a successful effort could motivate other workers to organize. But workers who want more break times, among other things, have an uphill battle. A contract could take years, and Amazon has a history of turning aside labor organizing. Mail-in voting started this week and will go on until the end of March.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Disney's net income fell sharply in its most recent quarter as the pandemic still weighs heavily on many of its businesses, from theme parks to movies. But the results surpassed Wall Street expectations, thanks to subscribers flocking to the entertainment giant's streaming services. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA action from Thursday. The Sixers have their four-game road winning streak snapped in Portland.
The Portland Trail Blazers rallied in the fourth quarter to grab a 118-114 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Carmelo Anthony scored 17 of his 24 points in the final period, hitting his first six shots of the quarter, plus the go-ahead free throws with 3 seconds left in the game. Damian Lillard led the Trail Blazers in scoring with 30 points, 19 of which came in the first quarter, and Enes Kanter had 14 rebounds, including 7 offensive boards. Joel Embiid led the 76ers with 35 points, while Ben Simmons added 23 points on 10 of 12 field goal shooting. I'm Jim Bernard.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Celtics over Toronto 120-106, Miami 101, Rockets 94, the Pacers too much for the Pistons 111-95, and Golden State got the better of Orlando 111-105, the final there. This is SRN Sports. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday, number 20 USC over Washington, 69-54. 24th-ranked Purdue was upset by Minnesota, 71-68. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Florida 5, Lightning 2. The Penguins over the Islanders, 4-3 in a shootout. Jets 5, Senators 1. Columbus beat the Blackhawks, 6-5. It was the Oilers 3 and Montreal nothing. Nashville over the Red Wings, 3-2. Carolina 5, Dallas 3. Anaheim got by Vegas, 1-0. While the Kings stopped San Jose 6-2, it was the Flames 3 and the Canucks 1. NASCAR, Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon, the winners in last night's 150-mile qualifying races for Sunday's Daytona 500. Both drivers now have a chance to move from the second to the front row following car issues for some of the leaders. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. Your quote for today, people who say that their wedding day was the best day ever have obviously never had two snacks fall out of a vending machine. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.